The Lord Works in Mysterious Ways by Horny Gigi. It was around 5:15 a.m. when I awakened on this particular Sunday morning. My husband Ben slept soundly, his nude frame exposed, highlighted by the moonlight that shone through our large bedroom window. I got out of bed and walked nude to the bathroom to pee. After finishing my business, I quietly padded to the kitchen and poured myself a large glass of orange juice. Then I sat at the table and opened my laptop, logged into Marriage Heat, and read a few of the hot stories of monogamy shared. I read stories from Southern Heat, Climax, New Wife, BJ Love, and Second Marge. It thrilled me to see one of my all-time favorite authors back, Lady Garden. Her and Kay's love and passion for one another always inspires, and their stories never fail to turn us on. Well, I don't have to tell you that after reading several of these stories, I was feeling pretty horny. I considered waking Ben and have him make love to me, but he had worked late Saturday and he really did need his rest. Of course, he most likely would have been more than happy to oblige me. Anyway, I decided to masturbate. My hand had found its way between my legs off and on as I read the stories from Marriage Heat, and my pussy was quite moist by now. I sat at the kitchen table and opened my legs. My hand ran lightly along my inner thigh, then over my recently trimmed but still thick pubic brush. With my other hand, I cupped my breasts and teased my hardening nipples with a moistened finger. A soft moan escaped my lips as my fingers grazed my clit. I teased it for just a moment, then inserted the first one, then two fingers into my cunt. Next, I removed my fingers and sucked my juices from them before putting my hand back between my legs. Again, I lightly stroked my clit with my finger for just a few seconds before reinserting two fingers into my wet pussy. I closed my eyes and I enjoyed the sensations as I worked my fingers in and out of my hot, wet cunt, fucking myself. I became lost in my pleasure, loving every minute of it. Oh yes, feels so good. My pussy's so wet. Yes, fuck it. Fuck this hot cunt. Gina girl, you are such a naughty bitch. Fuck it, I say softly as my passion continues to rise. I love talking dirty to myself when I masturbate, just like I do when Ben and I fuck. As I finger fucked myself with one hand, I put my other to my clit and began rubbing it. The pleasure intensified and my breathing deepened as I began to climb to the ultimate pleasure peak. Oh, feels so good. You're so close, bitch. Gonna come. Fuck, I say as my body clenches in orgasm. I found it difficult not to cry out in pleasure, but I didn't want to wake Ben. Then again, maybe I did. I remained sitting with my legs spread and my hands still on my dripping cunt, and I enjoyed the feeling my orgasm was giving me. But I hungered for more. One orgasm, though very pleasurable, just wasn't enough. I whimpered softly and began stroking my still sensitive clit in the gentle circular motion. My body twitched slightly and my toes curled as I gradually built up the speed and pressure on my clitoral stimulation. I looked down at my hand as I worked it over my clit. My bush was glistening with my juices and the seat of the chair had gotten quite wet as well. I hadn't been long into my fun when I heard a noise that kind of startled me. I looked up, and there was my loving husband standing in the kitchen doorway. "Shit, Ben, you scared me! How long have you been standing there?" I exclaimed. "Long enough. Having fun?" Ben said with a smile, and his hand wrapped around his swollen man meat. I became mesmerized by the sight of my husband standing there, slowly stroking his hardened length. A smile crossed my face as I began to rub myself. I truly enjoy my masturbation sessions, but I wanted some of that dick. "Well, are you just going to stand there beating your meat, or are you going to fuck me?" I said, and I stood and moved the chair I was sitting in. Then I leaned over the kitchen table and spread open my legs a bit. Ben smiled and walked over behind me with his dick still in his hand. I moaned as he ran the head over and around my wet cunt. "Damn, you're wet," he said. Then in one big push, shoved his deep dick inside me. It took my breath away. "Fuck," I cried out as he filled me and began to slowly thrust in and out. He pulled back slowly, then pushed in hard each time. Each forward thrust made me groan and cry out. He held my hips and continued to fuck me in this fashion. It felt so good having him inside me that it didn't take long before my hunger for my second orgasm was fulfilled. Only this time, it was brought on by my husband and not by my own hand. "Oh, baby. Oh, yes. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. Baby, I'm coming. Oh, oh, shit." I screamed in intense pleasure as my orgasm washed over me. My body tensed and shivered. My legs quaked. Ben began his onslaught, increasing the speeds of his thrust and pounding me hard. His deep groans and animalistic grunts excited me, and yet a third orgasm came over me in a gentle wave of pleasure. My pussy gripped at his cock, and I cried out in pleasure, "Fuck, your pussy feels so good, baby." Ben growled and smacked my ass cheek with his hand and caused me to shriek. He grabbed my hair and pulled my head back slightly as he fucked me. "Yes, fuck me. Fuck my nasty, wet pussy, baby. Fuck it. I want you to come for me. I want to feel your hot cum fill and warm my insides." I panted as the force of his thrusting made the table scoot across the floor a bit. "You want it? Then take it, you hot bitch." "Fuck," Ben groaned in a deep, loud voice as his cock began to throb, expelling his hot cum deep inside me. "Yes, give it all to me, baby. Fill me up," I cried. After a minute or two, Ben pulled his spent cock from me and leaned back against the kitchen cabinet, trying to catch his breath. I could feel his nectar starting to ooze out of me. "Babe, grab me a wet dishcloth or something, please. I'm starting to leak a little," I said. I remained leaning over the table, propped up with my elbows. Much to my surprise, my husband knelt behind me and started cleaning me with his tongue, lapping up his juices and mine. I groaned loudly in pleasure as he worked his tongue up and down around my cunt. "Oh, baby, you're gonna make me come again," I said as he continued eating me hungrily. I soon shivered with my fourth orgasm all over his face and tongue. Once he was through, I straightened up and stood smiling as I looked at him. My legs felt weak and trembled a bit. He smiled back mischievously and wiped his mouth with his hand. "Enjoy your breakfast," I said with a laugh. "Sure did. It was quite tasty," he said with a wink. We showered together, and after a true breakfast, we dressed and prepared to go to church. We arrived at church a few minutes before service started, and a smile stayed on my face the whole time. Brother Mike preached a wonderful sermon, and my heart filled with joy and love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I looked at Ben as my eyes watered and tears ran down my cheek. I then held my hands up in praise. Now, we have all heard the saying that the Lord works in mysterious ways, and I so believe this to be true. He may not do what we ask for all the time, but he instead grants us things he thinks we may need. It may not come right away, but his blessings always come at just the right time. As I sat in that pew next to the man I love and will spend the rest of my life with, I began to feel this strong desire building inside of me. It was a strong desire to make love to my husband. Yes, we had had sex earlier that morning, and it was fantastic. However, the desire I was feeling at this time was different. It wasn't out of just the physical need for sex. It was a feeling of pure love and desire to be loved by my husband in an intimate, marital way. I could feel my vagina warming and starting to get moist. Now, y'all can color me crazy or say it was hormones or whatever, but like I told Ben later, I honestly believe that the Lord filled me with this desire, not just for the love of my husband, but to honor him as well. Remember the saying that the Lord moves in mysterious ways. Maybe this is one way. After services were over, Ben and I got into our SUV and headed home. I reached over and patted Ben's shoulder and told him I loved him with all my heart. "I love you too, babe," Ben said, as he took my hand and held it. We held hands all the way home, and I became a little emotional, and a tear, once again, fell to my cheek. As we pulled into our driveway, Ben asked if I was okay. I told him I was fine, that it was just a strong feeling of love I had for him and the Lord. We walked into the house, and Ben asked me if I would like him to pray with me. I smiled and hugged him tightly, then kissed him deeply. "That would be awesome. Can we get undressed first?" I said. Ben and I have transitioned to a nudist lifestyle anyway, but I really wanted to pray in our most natural form, the way God originally intended us to be. After undressing, Ben and I knelt by the bed, nude, and held hands as we prayed. The love I was feeling overwhelmed me, and I began to cry. Ben put his arm around me to comfort me and continued the prayer. Other than when I first accepted Jesus in my life, this moment was far and away the most spiritual moment in my life. The love of the Lord just overflowed in my heart. After we finished praying, I looked at Ben and I wiped the tears from my face. I told Ben that I needed him to make love to me. We looked deeply into each other's eyes and kissed. Then we lay onto the bed and caressed one another, kissing long and deep. Ben reached a hand down and touched between my legs. He was a bit surprised to feel that I was already wet. I could feel his cock growing against my thigh. I reached down and took him in my hand and stroked it, feeling it growing harder. We continued to kiss as Ben proceeded to mount me. I opened my legs wide to accommodate him, and we looked into each other's eyes as Ben slowly pushed his cock into me. I moaned softly and ran a hand across his cheek. "Don't move yet, baby. Just let me enjoy feeling you inside me. I love you so much," I said as I wrapped my legs around his waist and held him deep inside me. We kissed again. "I love you too," he replied and slowly began to thrust. It felt so good. "Yes. Fuck me, my love. God, I so love you. I said and began to move my hips to meet his. Soon, we were completely in sync as one. We continued to look into each other's eyes as we made love. It wasn't animalistic, kinky, or wild this time. We were making love, its purest form, in the missionary position. I opened my legs wide as Ben slowly increased the speed of his strokes. The love I felt for him at that moment and the sensations of our lovemaking soon pushed me to the brink of an orgasm. Oh, baby, I'm getting close. Just a little more. Fuck me. Baby, yes, I'm gonna come. I'm coming. Oh, baby, I'm coming. I cried as my body spasmed beneath him in a very intense orgasm. Just as I was climaxing, I heard Ben groan. He pushed in deep, and I felt his cum shoot into me. His body shook a bit, his eyes closed tight, and his face contorted from his pleasure. Then he collapsed on top of me. We lay there with him on top of me, his cock starting to soften inside me, and I started to cry. I can't explain why. I just couldn't help myself. I cried uncontrollable for several minutes as I held Ben tight. Once Ben rolled off of me, I finally gained my composure. Ben and I lay naked on our bed and we held each other. Why did you start crying? Ben asked me. I don't really know. I will tell you that while we made love, I can honestly say that I felt the presence of the Lord. Strange, I know, but the feeling was so strong, I couldn't help myself, I told Ben. Ben smiled and ran his fingers through my hair, then kissed me. My sweet, sweet Gina. Baby, you love God. If you felt that feeling and believe and accept it as fact, then all I can say is amen. I realize some of you probably reading this and thinking, wow, Gina has really flipped on this one. I just know how I felt and still feel today. Since then, I feel even closer to my husband, Ben, than I ever thought possible. If any of you have ever had that feeling while making love, please share it with me. I have a feeling that the Lord smiled on me and Ben that day. And I am so grateful for his love and his grace. Also for my husband Ben, my soulmate, and my lover, till death do us part. I love you all. God bless and stay horny always. Gina.